Canadian Embassy in Beijing. Charles Burton teaches political science, Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all here, can you talk a bit about the major concerns the world has with China's human rights record?
Well, you know, we have the human rights covenants of the United Nations, which give you benchmarks for how nations should be behaving with regard to how they treat their citizens, and China falls pretty far short on several of these benchmarks. Freedom of expression, for example, the press is not free in China. Freedom of association, people can't freely form organizations outside of the sanction of government and the Communist Party. And lack of due process of law, the legal system is just not properly developed, and there are a lot of people in Chinese jails that the Canadian government feels probably shouldn't be there. And aside from that, there are other things such as abuse of prisoners by their guards, and labor rights are not meeting international standards. There are just so many areas in which the Chinese government has not been in compliance with its obligations to the United Nations.
Okay, now we've heard other officials from Canada and other prime ministers saying the same kind of thing about human rights in China. But really, when you get down to it, what kind of influence does Canada have in getting China to improve human rights?
Well, I think that the main impetus for change in China is going to come from within China, its own internal dynamic. Certainly, since the opening and reform policy, which started after Chairman Mao died in the 70s, there have been significant improvements in human rights. In the Mao era, China was really very much like North Korea is today, and the situation was very, very repressive. But what Canada does is mostly symbolic, but I think meaningful. Like many countries, we support the Chinese government in trying to improve its legal system. We funded a network of legal aid centers throughout China. We provide support for non-governmental organizations in China, such as women's NGOs and environmental NGOs. We have been, willing to give the Chinese understanding of how we do things in Canada in our civil service and our electoral process, and you hope that some of that will rub off. And aside from which, we keep the cases of concern alive and express concern that the Chinese government is not compliant, and hope that the Chinese government wants to maintain a good reputation in the world and will therefore address these concerns.
Will increased trade in general eventually help to improve human rights, do you think?
Well, the Chinese economy has been booming in recent years, and economic reform has been proceeding apace, and you don't really see any connection between the two. So as China's economy grows, the human rights situation remains more or less the same. Certainly China's entry into the World Trade Organization means that they have to strengthen the rule of law so that contracts can be maintained. But on the whole, I don't really see any meaningful connection between China's economic rise and increasing trade and how they treat their citizens domestically.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Nice to talk to you.
That was Charles Burton. He's a former economic and political affairs counselor with the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. He teaches political science at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. It's coming up on 5 minutes.